It is safe to say that Denis Kucinich is not the leading candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Ohio congressman is mired in the low single digits in nearly every public opinion survey, and he has raised far less cash than most of his competitors. But Kucinich has been an active participant in candidate debates, and not everyone thinks he should be included. Witness ABC's Ted Koppel in a debate earlier this month in New Hampshire.
You're not doing terribly well with money. You're doing even worse in the polls. When do you pull out?
But diehard Kucinich supporters don't care about the polls, as NPR's Scott Horsley learned when he met up with some of them on the campaign trail in Iowa.
Maggie Anderson first met Denis Kucinich here in Iowa back in February and says she immediately recognized him as authentic and conscientious. So Anderson, a retired social worker and grandmother, began volunteering for his campaign. 4 months ago, she was hired on as a part-time field coordinator, but there's nothing part-time about her job.
Last time he was through this area, we arranged 50 events for him to attend in 6 days.
On this morning, Kucinich is due to speak in Mount Vernon, a picturesque college town east of Cedar Rapids. Anderson arrives early and begins taping up banners. She pulls bumper stickers and brochures from a cardboard box labeled Fresh Produce and arranges them on a table. On other days, she'll help staff the office or train supporters in caucus procedures, all the nuts and bolts of an early political campaign.
An interesting piece of the advance work with Denis is finding him the vegan meals because he's a vegan, which could be difficult in Iowa. Now, it's known more for its Iowa pork chops.
Anderson sees her work for Kucinich as a way to promote what she calls progressive ideas in the Democratic Party. She says the Iowa caucuses should not be about who's going to win, but about advancing issues. At the same time, she insists Kucinich can win the nomination and beat President Bush.
It's not over till it's over. I think that there's a lot more ground support for him than is evident in the media, myself. I think that any Democrat can beat Bush now. So we might as well have the one that we want.
A few blocks away, Jonathan Meyer carefully makes his way along a snowy sidewalk. The 21-year-old peace activist from Ames, Iowa, is walking across the country for Kucinich. He's already logged some 1,700 miles since starting in Maine in October. He still has about 2,000 miles to go.
I've certainly become cynical about American politics, and I know that the majority of Americans are cynical. I think that this acts as a reminder that politics doesn't have to be something to despair over, that there really are good politicians out there.
Dressed in blue jeans and a gray wool hat, Meyer looks more like he's headed for the corner store than across the country on a political trek. His light knapsack holds only a few spare clothes and a little food. Meyer plans to reach San Francisco by late February. He ignores those who wonder whether the Kucinich campaign will last that long.
I don't know why so much attention is given to the polls, but it really doesn't matter because we still have 30 days before this caucus, and that's a lot of time.
By the time Meyer reaches the college at the center of town, about 100 students have gathered to hear Kucinich. The candidate fields questions about Iraq, immigration, and his thoughts on Native Americans. Then, Kucinich gets the question that dogs him at every turn. How can he possibly win?
I can win if people vote for me. The real question is whether you can win. That's the question. There's nothing far out about a full employment economy. There's nothing far out about protecting our environment, and there's nothing far out about peace. Thank you very much.
There are hardworking supporters like Anderson and Meyer in every presidential campaign. Some eventually get the thrill and collective confirmation of backing a winner. For others, there's only the lonely satisfaction that comes with following their conscience. After his speech, Kucinich climbs into a minivan and heads for his next stop, a factory in Cedar Rapids. Maggie Anderson begins taking down the campaign signs, and Jonathan Meyer slips on his knapsack and heads back out to the road. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.